Windy City Queer Cast.
Gays and lesbians are all the rage.
We're here and we're queer.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
We're talking mega gay.
Ooh, I like that.
I'm Amy Matheny.
This program is brought to you in part by American Airlines, offering exciting GLBT vacations online at aa.com/rainbow.
You're listening to the Windy City Queercast, show number 516. I'm Amy Matheny, and wow, we are definitely into springtime. Don't you feel it? The Chicago Force women's football team is out in action, and that always makes me feel like the summer is right around the corner. For sure. And they just annihilated the Detroit Dark Angels 62-0 here with their home game opener. So congrats to the Chicago Force women. Also, it's time for Windy City Gay Idol, folks. It is that time of year, and it's our 11th year. Who can believe it? I totally cannot believe it. And so our show today, we're going to be talking with Sophia Sapphire, our hostess with the mostest all around, all things Gay Idol this season. And we're going to tell you where we're going to go and how does Gay Idol work in Chicago and why is it the most successful promotion in the city of Chicago for the GLBT community now for the 11th year. It's an enormous thing, you know, 4 months of singing and competition that all will culminate right around Gay Pride Week with a huge finals that is going to be the concert to see this year. And then just so much else going on as the reverberations from the Supreme Court hearings, DOMA and Prop 8, continue to be in the news as more of our leaders, our political leaders, are having to declare which side of the fence they are. Some interesting stories there in our GLBT news. So I'm just going to cut to the chase because it's a big, big show. Also, some big shows opening up in theater that I can't wait to go see that'll also be in our culture club. So it's exciting. It's a big one.
I'm Kurt Williamson.
I'm Amy Matheny.
And this is the Weekend News. A chief hospital corpsman at Illinois' Great Lakes Naval Station will face a trial by court-martial to fight a fraternization charge that stems from her relationship with a fellow Navy servicewoman she met online while deployed in Afghanistan. Chief Petty Officer Sabrina Russell, who is joined with her partner, Petty Officer First Class Jody Geibel, in a legal civil union last year, has been charged with violating the Uniform Code of Military Justice by wrongly engaging in an unduly familiar personal relationship that did not respect differences in rank and grade. Navy officials argue that the charge against Russell is not about her same-sex partnership, but instead reflects the violation of a long-held policy intended to discourage preferential treatment among the ranks.
Illinois Republican Senator Mark Kirk has released a statement in support of marriage equality. Kirk, whose record on LGBT issues has been mixed, posted on his website voicing support for equal civil marriage. When I climbed the Capitol steps in January, I promised myself I would return to the Senate with an open mind and greater respect for others, Kirk wrote. Same-sex couples should have the right to civil marriage. Our time on this earth is limited. I know that better than most. Life comes down to who you love and who loves you back, Kirk says. Government has no place in the middle.
The Health and Human Services Department, or HHS, said that it would accept public comments on whether to re-examine its decision not to cover sex changes, but withdrew the proposal later that day. The decision to consider using taxpayer money to cover gender reassignment surgery was sure to attract criticism from Congress. HHS's Departmental Appeals Board is weighing its challenge to the department's ruling that sex change procedures are experimental and should not be covered by Medicare and Medicaid.
An Arizona judge has denied Thomas Beatty's request for divorce from his wife of 9 years. The so-called pregnant man kept his female reproductive organs while transitioning to a man in his early 20s and later gave birth to 3 children. The judge ruled that since Beatty and his wife have female organs, their marriage can be viewed as a same-sex marriage, and Arizona doesn't recognize such unions.
Senator Bob Casey, the Democrat from Pennsylvania, has announced his support for same-sex marriage, joining the growing number of Democrats to embrace marriage equality. Casey, a Catholic, added that his new position may not be universally applauded, but that everyone can support the issue of equality.
Arizona Republican Representative Matt Salmon says he loves his gay son, but still can't back same-sex marriage. The stand comes in direct opposition to Republican Senator Rob Portman of Ohio, who recently announced his support of marriage equality because his own son came out to him.
Wisconsin authorities are shutting down one of the country's most popular nude beaches on weekdays because of failed efforts to curtail sex and drugs on the sandbar and surrounding woods. Nudists from around the country have been traveling to the public beach on the Wisconsin River near Menominee, about 25 miles north of Madison, for decades. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources will keep the area open on weekends, though.
Longtime New York City gay bar, The Rawhide, has closed after more than 3 decades of existence. The bar wasn't ever landmarked, leading to the bar's eviction after the building's new owners hiked the venue's monthly rent from $15,000 to $27,000.
In Chicago, a shakeup at the gay bar, The Glenwood, has sent employees and patrons reeling just days after the closure of one of the owner's other bars. Renee Labrana and Colm Tracy, co-owners of the Glenwood at 6952 North Glenwood Avenue, apparently parted ways, leaving Tracy with sole responsibility of the bar just days after his other bar, Tees, was evicted.
A new infographic by Rad Campaign shows HRC turned its red logo to support marriage equality into a viral success overnight. Initially, 1.4 million of HRC's Facebook followers used the graphic. Over the following 24 hours, 2.7 million more Facebook users updated their profile pictures. Celebrities such as George Takei, Madonna, and Beyonce helped the red logo to go viral and shared messages of support.
In world news, Tim Cook, the openly gay chief executive of Apple, took the unusual step of apologizing to Chinese customers over the company's warranty policy and said he would improve customer service in that country. China Central Television criticized the U.S. company's after-sales iPhone customer service in China because it only gives a 1-year warranty, while in China the law is 2 years. It also said that phone owners have to pay about $90 to replace a faulty back cover.
In the wake of Carly Rae Jepsen's cancellation of her Boy Scouts of America performance due to the group's exclusion of gay people, Scouts Canada is reaffirming its stance on inclusiveness and says the Call Me Maybe singer can attend its jamboree. The co-ed Scouts Canada, which is distinct and separate from the Boy Scouts of America, clearly stipulates it does not discriminate for reasons of gender, culture, religious belief, or sexual orientation. In May, the BSA's 1,400-member National Council is expected to consider easing the ban.
2 Dubai men have been jailed for 3 years each for posing as male prostitutes over a social media network, Who's Here, and offering their dancing and sexual services for money in the United Arab Emirates. The 2 men were caught after being monitored on the Internet and then entrapped in a hotel by a police agent posing as a client.
The Uruguay Senate passed marriage equality legislation on April 2nd. Experts see the development as a sure sign Uruguay will become the fourth nation in Latin America to establish marriage equality in some sense. The country currently allows civil unions for same-sex couples.
In entertainment news, Bravo has canceled Kathy Griffin's late-night talk show, Kathy, after two seasons. Kathy premiered last spring and, despite low ratings, was renewed for a second season, which kicked off in January.
HBO has renewed its hit fantasy drama Game of Thrones for a fourth season. The third season premiere, which aired March 31st, topped the series ratings high.
Richard Griffiths, the British actor best known for playing Uncle Vernon in the Harry Potter series, has died at age 65 from heart surgery complications. Griffiths appeared in The History Boys, where he played gay teacher Douglas Hector.
HBO has announced that the sixth season of the vampire drama True Blood will premiere Sunday, June 16th. This will be the first season without creator Alan Ball, who departed the series last year.
Basketball legend Magic Johnson's gay son has gone public with his romance. Irvin Johnson III, one of Magic's three children, recently stepped out hand in hand with his unidentified boyfriend on Los Angeles's Sunset Strip. Irvin, nicknamed EJ, is a 20-year-old student at New York University. Magic and his wife, Aletha Cookie Kelly, couldn't be prouder of him.
Ellen DeGeneres is hooked on the movie Finding Nemo, as she will be in its sequel. Disney and Pixar Animation announced that DeGeneres will reprise her Nemo voice role for Finding Dory. The sequel is due November 25th, 2015. The new film picks up about a year after the action of Nemo, with DeGeneres' forgetful Dory on her own adventure to reunite with loved ones.
Former child actor Danny Pintauro, of Who's the Boss fame, is engaged to boyfriend Will Tabares. The couple, who live and work in Las Vegas, headed to Palm Springs, California to celebrate their one-year anniversary over a romantic dinner. Tabares popped the question.
Tony Award winner Elaine Stritch, age 88, offered stories and songs last week at her Farewell to Showbiz concert at New York City's Cafe Carlyle. Among those attending were Bernadette Peters, Liza Minnelli, Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson, Tony Bennett, and Martin Short. Stritch called the show Elaine Stritch at the Carlyle, moving over and out.
And late-night host David Letterman described himself as just sick and tired of the arguments against marriage equality and the characteristics of the debate itself. He says, "I think it has really crossed the line of being nonsense," he said during a chat with guest Rachel Maddow. "This ongoing, politically nuanced, religiously nuanced discussion of gay marriage, gay rights, it is absolute stupidity." And that's the Week in News, brought to you by Windy City Times.
Is it always right to pursue these feelings?
Hey, this is Ari Gold, and you're listening to the Windy City Queercast.
And I know that I've been down this road before.
Culture Club. Culture Club. Culture Club.
Dance.
Art. Performance.
Provocative. Hilarious.
Exciting.
Weird. Innovative.
Campy. Edgy.
Original.
Get some culture in your life.
Join the club.
For the week of April 8th, 2013, you are in Chicago's Culture Club. The Pope of Trash is back. John Waters returns to the Harris Theater with This Filthy World on May 21st. To attend the performance and meet John Waters at the exclusive post-show benefit reception, visit www.harristheaterchicago.org.
Don't miss the Midwest premiere of Naomi Izuka's Concerning Strange Devices from the Distant West, now playing at Chicago's award-winning Timeline Theater. Critics recommend this stunning, sensual play, calling it smart, shimmering, and eye-popping. Visit timelinetheater.com and save $5 off regular price tickets when you apply the code WINDY5.
Charlie is 600 pounds, gay, and desperately trying to connect with his daughter. The Whale is a powerful new play written by Samuel Hunter. Join us for Wednesday Night Out this Wednesday, April 10th, for a pre-show cocktail hour and post-show conversation on LGBT themes hosted by Amy Matheny. Free with your ticket to The Whale. Go to victorygardens.org for more info.
A powerhouse Steppenwolf cast takes on Nobel laureate Harold Pinter's riveting dark comic classic, The Birthday Party, directed by ensemble member Austin Pendleton. Now playing, The Birthday Party runs through April 28th. Tickets are on sale now at steppenwolf.org.
Based on the real-life story of a World War II naval corpsman, Under a Rainbow Flag is about a group of soldiers on a train heading west from Chicago and about the choices they make during and after the war. Don't miss Pride Films and Plays' world premiere musical, Under a Rainbow Flag, at the main stage, 4139 North Broadway. For tickets, visit pridefilmsandplays.com. Playing now through April 21st.
Steppenwolf Theater Company presents Head of Passes, a world premiere from the creative team behind the celebrated hit The Brother-Sister Plays. Tickets are on sale now at steppenwolf.org. Terrell McCraney's Head of Passes is playing now through June 9th.
And for more Culture Club, visit WindyCityTimes.com.
Hi there, this is Deb Pierce reminding you it's okay. Go ahead. You're not alone. Post a comment.
Break it off here, break it off there.
Okay,
break it
ladies.
Off here, break it off there.
You got your
break
drink
it
in
off
your
here,
hand.
Break it off there.
Put your
break
right
it off
hand
here, break,
on your
break
hip.
It off there.
Now bounce your knees back. Alternate back and forth. And if you're doing it right, your hips will be doing the same thing. Let's go.
Cubano, Boricua, Alcarrica, dale chica.
Now don't tell me that you love me to get with this. You say you stay forever, but it don't make sense. Maybe you're a baller, hope you don't miss. Cause if not, you ain't gonna get none of this. I only wanna hear swish. I'm a big girl, I know what it is. Bentley steering wheel is in that fist. Pick me up at 8, yeah, don't you wish.
Folks, it is that time of year again. We are kicking off our 11th year. Who can believe that? The 11th annual Windy City Gay Idol 2013 here in Chicago. And it is a great event, obviously. The GLBT community loves this event. It's been going on for over a decade and getting bigger and bigger. And more stories to tell as time goes on. And I'm so excited to kind of talk about the year's lineup and a little bit about what we remember about last year and looking forward to this year, what we're excited about, with our hostess with the mostest, the lovely Sophia Sapphire. Hey, Sophia, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. You're so ready for Idol, aren't you?
I am so ready. I've been waiting all winter.
You have all your outfits lined up.
I have them all lined up. They're color coordinated. I have flowers to match. I have my nails did. I am ready to go.
You are ready to go, girl. And I am telling you, you throw one hell of a party. And by the time people hear this show, we will have just had the night before the kickoff at the SoFo Tap. And I know how excited we are to be at the SoFo and be kind of in yours and mine little gayberhood. Up in Andersonville. Last year, I think we got our winner from the SoFo, I believe.
We did.
Yeah. And do you remember that night? Do you remember hearing our gay idol sing?
Oh, yes. I remember SoFo because I work there as well.
Yes.
So I remember SoFo very fondly because it's a really good venue, because it's nice and small, and it feels very intimate, and mm-hmm. so it's a good place to really hear a vocal.
Yeah. What are you always impressed with, you know, when somebody is coming to sing, and you know, what makes them a winner? I mean, what made Robert Hughes a winner last year at SoFo that you could already kind of see, ooh, this guy's going to be a horse in the race?
I really think it has a lot to do with personality. When you see somebody's personality as they're singing and they're performing, well, that just shines through. I think that you get two pieces of them. Instead of just knowing that they can sing well, you see their personality, and that brings them to life for the audience, and it brings them to life for the gay community, and so you just want to embrace them. And I think that that's the most wonderful thing about Windy City Gay Idol, is that we're embracing everyone in our community.
Yeah. And I mean, we should say that, you know, some of the ways in which that personality can come out Might be song selection. Might be what you wear. It might be your presentation. I mean, there are a lot of different ways you can have that personality shine through, aren't there?
Oh, of course. Yes, always.
Yeah.
And I see a lot of familiar faces, too. And it becomes a lot like family as well.
Yeah, yeah. So there's a little G, there's a little L, there's a little B, there's a little T also at our gay idol events. And so we like to go to a lot of different bars that might primarily serve lots of different factions of our community. But really, anybody can come to any one of the bars and feel comfortable and sing, don't you think?
Of course. I think it's like we always see a lot of familiar faces. And so the more you come out, you know, the more chances you have to advance on to the finals, which I know we're going to talk about where we're holding those.
Yes. Yeah. So, I mean, I think it's just really just so people who are listening and maybe you're new to town, and we've definitely had, I mean, Robert had not been here very long. I remember years ago, Corey, when she won, she came out 1 year and didn't really know anybody but sang and did great. And then the next year, you know, came out and won the whole competition, because this works in a way that is so democratic, because the audience, you are voting. We have preliminary events at 10 different venues across the city. And this year, we're also going to be going to Forest Park for our second event. So if you're listening to the show this week, Friday, April 12th is our second event at the Hideaway. We'll be in Forest Park this year out on Roosevelt Road. And our entire idol lineup can be seen on our website. If you go to WindyCityMediaGroup.com and click on the idol button, you'll see on our page, you'll find our ad there. You can also see our ad in Night Spots, every issue, and Windy City Times. And if you get our e-blast every week, we'll tell you what the drink specials are and prizes that we're giving away. But you need to come to one of those 10 preliminary bars and invite all your friends and pick a song and you sing. And then the audience votes. And the person with the most votes at each bar wins $100 cash that night. And you automatically advance the semifinals, which will be at Sidetrack on Saturday, June 15th. So we have our big semifinals and finals events during Pride Month this year. Do you have any tips of what not to do, Sophia? What not to do when you're trying to win at one of these preliminary bars?
Don't be aggressive. I see sometimes people get really aggressive about it, and it comes off as like pushy and mean, and the audience doesn't like that. It doesn't fly. It's not it's not happy, and it's not good for your community. This is all for fun, and so you should enjoy yourself and be light about it, you know, have fun.
Yeah. And do you think people take it seriously, though? You believe in people.
You take it seriously, but don't push the bounds and, you know, step all over people to, you know, advance on. You know, just do what you do and sing well and be friendly. And that's what's important, you know.
Right.
It's something that brings us all together.
Right. Well, and you began hosting this event after having been a judge. We're going to have three judges, different people from the community here in Chicago, entertainers, performers, singers, actors, directors, casting people, music critics. There's a variety of folks that will be, you know, seeing how you do, maybe giving you some suggestions for the next time in case you need to improve. Or, you know, sometimes the judges can really solidify somebody that doesn't have a lot of audience friends in the audience. So, is it hard being a judge? Is it hard giving that feedback to people? Or how do you look at that part of the process?
Well, I'm not going to lie. I'm hosting, but I'm also, you know, in my head being like, ooh, this is good or this is bad.
Right.
But I always leave it to the judges to speak about it. But I think that judging is a little bit difficult because you don't want to put anybody off and you want to, you know, stay in the realm of keeping everyone happy, but you got to speak the truth. And if you you don't want to mislead anybody. And so I think that the judges have the hardest job of all of us because they have to, you know, kind of walk a tight line of what they can say and what they can't say. And, you know, not really hurt anybody's feelings, but let them know, you know, if they're chasing their own tail, and they're not going to, you know, continue on and stuff. Yeah. So, but it is our community. So again, we like to stay supportive for everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're going to be at a lot of different bars. As I said, by the time you hear this, we will have already kicked off the event at the SoFo Tap. We're at the Hideaway on February, April 12th in Forest Park. We're going to Touche. Then we'll be at a new bar we've never been to before, Joie de Vine, the women's kind of more of a wine cocktail. They have lots of craft beer too, bar. In Andersonville. We're going to be there for the first time. Mary's Attic, we're going back to, which we haven't been to Mary's in a while. We're going to be at The Call. Jackhammer, which is always fun. I love when they throw the Bev Naps up in the air like confetti. DS Tequila, where you can definitely dance on the bar and put your Coyote Ugly on. Crew, which I know you love, where karaoke is alive and well quite a bit, and a great venue for to come and have some food and watch the show and drink. And then we'll be at Spin this year for our Wild Card night. That's June 2nd. And how does Wild Card work, Sophia? You want to tell people about how Wild Card's a little bit different?
Well, I believe Wild Card, what we do is, it's not different this year, is it? Because it's
it is different.
Invites.
Yeah, there are usually, a dozen invites to Wild Card. Which,
so that's people that we've seen before that didn't necessarily advance in the previous bar, but we want you to come back and try again one last time, and this is your last shot.
It's your last shot to glory.
Right. And then, but we still sign up people that come in as well, just correct? So it's not... Yeah, we still sign up. You could still come and try to sign up that night, but we do invite certain people back as well.
That's Well, and I think it's great to come as early in the run as possible to really hone your skills. You might want to come to one bar and just practice, check out the competition, and then, you know, come to another one and sing and really tell all your friends to come. But, you know, we have so many
straight... And I see lots of people do that.
Yeah, and we have so many straight people who come... to this event, you know, to come out and support their GLBT coworkers or family members. I mean, it's really, you might want to pick your bar. There might be a few bars that might, you know, be a little less ally friendly, but definitely there are a number, a Crew being one of them, that's a neighborhood bar, or Spin, or, The Call or Mary's Attic, you know, really great places to, you know, just tell your coworkers to come and support you and friends and neighbors and family members. And, you know, if you're coming out, you can even create your own Facebook attention to it. We have a Facebook page, so we ask you to like our Facebook page, Windy City Gay Idol. And you'll be able to like us and see pictures and, find out what the next event is going to be. And you're always giving away lots of great prizes with theater tickets and shows people can go see. I know that we're having tickets to Steppenwolf and Victory Gardens this year at many of our events, Joffrey Ballet. And that's free. When you come to the event and you pay your $5 cover and get a ballot, you will also be automatically entered in to win great prizes. And tickets to Pam Ann coming to the Harris Theater, who I'm obsessed about. I love her so much. She is like this British airline lady comedian who is so queertastic. It's fantastic. It's not a guy in drag, but it's very kind of Dame Edna, but younger and naughtier. I don't know.
How
do I explain it? But she's fantastic. And so we're going to have tickets to Pam Ann and lots of great merchandise from our sponsors, Smirnoff, Kettle One, Tanqueray, and Don Julio. So lots of good drinking going on this year.
It is. And that's another thing that I like about Gay Idol, is that you come and those raffles are also exposing you to more art and more fun around the city and our city, you know. So it's a great benefit to everyone.
Absolutely. I mean, lots of people are automatically a winner just from coming in the door and spending the evening with us. Well, We're going to have our big semifinals at Sidetrack, which we love. What makes Sidetrack such a great venue for us, Sophia?
I think it's just that glass room. It's so big. It's so open. And it feels just feels big, you know? So I think that that just makes everybody more excited. And they have a great bar staff. And they have all the closed circuit TV. So you can see it anywhere you are in that bar. And, of course, can't forget about the rooftop. That's my favorite about Sidetrack.
Yeah. I mean, and for people who've never been to Sidetrack, I mean, it's just a gorgeous bar. I mean, and there will be like 400, 500 people there at the semifinals. So it is a fantastic show. If you're listening and you want to plan a trip to Chicago, let me tell you, June is the greatest month in this city. And June 15th, a Saturday, we will be at Sidetrack for these semifinals. And it's worth a weekend to Chicago to come in and see this competition and be a part of it. Because it's, you know, it's $10 for a great show that runs for a few hours and lots of breaks and prizes and great singers. It's a gas, isn't it?
It is fun. And, you know, semifinals, that's all of our best. That's already all of our best. So you know you're going to hear good singing. It's not going to be, you know, we weeded out anyone that's not, like, up there at the top. So that's a good night to come. And it's during the day. It's an afternoon. I love afternoon drinking. That's one of my favorite things. So nobody knows what's wrong with you. And you're just sick.
Oh, it's true. I mean, it's so, so civilized. I love it. And one of our sponsors this year is Mini of Chicago. And if you've never been in a little Mini Cooper, they are the most awesome cars. My friend just bought one, and we've named her car Richard Parker from Life of Pi. Like the tiger. And I just think they are the sexiest cars. And they're also just so GLBT friendly. And I just think so awesome. And I'm so excited that we're going to have some Mini Coopers parked out front of Sidetrack at the semifinals. So you'll be able to, you know, hop in one and take your picture. And yeah, unfortunately, we're not giving away a car this year, but, you know, there's still time. Maybe Mini will decide to donate us a car. Who knows? But it's super exciting. And we always have guest performers as well, which will be performing at the semifinals. The thing I'm so excited about in our 11th year and for Gay Idol this year is our finals. You know, Pride is going to be a bit different this year in that usually everything is the last weekend of June, the parade, the parties, Pride Fest, like everything. Well, this year, Pride Fest and many activities are going to happen the weekend of like June 21st, 22nd, 23rd. Like that weekend, there's going to be or 22nd, 23rd, 24th. That weekend, there's going to be Pride Fest and a lot of other events. And then our event is going to happen on Wednesday night this year, June 26th at Main Stage. That's M-A-Y-N-E Stage in Rogers Park. And it is a gorgeous venue. And Sidetrack sent us there with their blessings. Because we have held the finals at Sidetrack the past few years, but it is such a gorgeous acoustic building and venue. There is going to be opportunities for you to buy your tickets in advance. We're going to have two ticket levels, $20 or $10. $10 general admission, $20 you get VIP service, which means you'll get cocktail beverage service to your table. And they also have food and appetizers. So it's going to be a real kind of like dinner theater concert. Think House of Blues kind of experience. And I'm so super excited about this concert of our top 12 finalists and many of the guest performers that we're not going to talk about yet, but that are going to show up to sing in our finals. And you've not been to Main Stage yet.
I have not been yet, but I am super stoked.
Yeah.
It should be so fun. I love a new format. I love trying new stuff out. So I can't wait to see how this works, and I can't wait to bring people to that community too, you know, in Rogers Park. So that's a great opportunity for everyone, I think.
Well, and they have valet parking, and they have a restaurant attached to the restaurant. I mean, a restaurant attached to the concert venue. So once again, afterward, if you want to dine late, you can stay and hang out and continue to you know,
celebrate my birthday.
I know. This is your birthday, isn't it? Our finals.
That'll be, yes, my birthday. Well, at midnight, it'll be my birthday, but I'm sure I'll still be going. So.
I'm sure you will be too. Well, what would you like to say to people who think, I like to sing? Because, you know, many people might be like, ooh, I don't know if I want to try out for this, or should I try out? Or, I mean, people, you're going to win some great prizes, including $1,000 cash, whoever wins this entire deal, plus the title. And many of our idols have gone on to travel to Vancouver and Toronto and Milwaukee Pride Fest and have sung in Soldier Field and Wrigley Field and all kinds of things. So it's a great, great thing. But how would you encourage people, what would you say to encourage people to come out and try and sing?
Just come out, try and sing. Sophia's on your side. I'm right there for you. I'll be cheering you on. And on top of just singing, you get to meet more people in your community. And so the more events you come to, it becomes a bigger and bigger family. And it's just a wonderful opportunity to put yourself out there and really enjoy being part of the GLBT community. And we're right behind you, you know? And so come and play with us.
Come play with us. Come play with us. Come have a cocktail. Come and maybe win $100 cash. Have a great time with your friends. Pick a great song. Put your personality into everything you're going to do. Know your lyrics. There will be a monitor, but know your song. That's always the best. You don't want to be looking at the screen.
Always want to know, yes.
And just, you know, come out ready to give it your all. We hope to have you join us. Once again, you can friend us on Facebook, Windy City Gay Idol. Our full lineup of schedule of events are in Night Spots and Windy City Times every week, or you should subscribe to our weekly Thursday email. If you don't get it, you get an email a week from us, all kinds of things that are going on in the community, special offers, pre-sales, like we had the pre-sale for Beyonce and many other great concerts coming to town. So you want to sign up there, which you can also do at WindyCityMediaGroup.com. You click on the thing that says join our e-newsletter, and you'll get that, you know, one email every Thursday, which is fantastic. And every week we'll tell you what bar we're going to be at that week, and we'll remind you of the next two upcoming bars, tell you what drink specials we're going to have, what Smirnoff Kettle, Tanqueray, and Don Julio specials are going to be going on, and prizes that we're going to be giving out. So, you want to be connected with us somehow. And Miss Sophia will be your hostess with the mostest starting this week at the Hideaway, and then Touche, and then we're on to Joie Divine. So those are, and Mary's Attic. Those are the upcoming April bars, and then more bars in May. But get out and be a part of it. We should say that in addition to all the places that I mentioned that some of our Gay Idol winners have gone on to sing, one of our top 12 last year, Jada, went on to make it to the top 40 of American Idol on the television. And I'm sure Jada...
On the television.
On the TV.
That's so Southern of you.
On the TV. Thank you. But it's really true that I'm sure that Jada was able to really kind of hone his androgynous fabulosity and really learn to work the crowd, and, you know, had that experience just a few months before, you know, going and trying out for the television show. And so it's the first time we have ever had a contestant appear on American Idol on the television show. What I can say is that in 2008, we had a little unknown artist at the time come and be one of our guest performers, and her name was Lady Gaga. So that's why you want to come to the semifinals and finals, because you never know what hot new act is gracing our stage and where they might be, because Lady Gaga, 6 months to the date practically, after singing at our finals in 2008, was opening the Grammys. And no one knew who she was 6 months prior.
Nobody knew who she was. I would have had her sign my body.
I got dressed with her body in the back for an hour and a half. So we became very good friends. But she was a very nice girl. Very nice New York girl. So I'm glad to see that she's gone on and made good. And if you want to go back and listen to my interview with her, you can do that on one of our past shows on the Windy City Queercast. I interviewed her between our gay idol and between the Grammys. She came back and was on my show. So, well, Sophia, have a wonderful kickoff. And everybody, may the best singer win and the best GLBT artist win. And I cannot wait to see all of you at the semifinals and finals as you advance. Because I think if you're listening, I think you're the winner. That's what I think.
That's what I think too.
Awesome. Sophia, what's going on with you besides Gay Idol? I know that's going to be really the next 3 months for you. But you are a busy, busy lady. So what else can you tell us? Where can people find you?
Well, you can find me at Crew. I host a Jockstrap contest the last Friday of every month. That has lots of cash and prizes, $175 in cash and prizes for the first place contestant.
What does that entail? You just have to show off your jockstrap?
Well, I provide a jockstrap, so you don't have to have your own, but... Okay. Generally, people that wear their own do better because, you know, there's all the jock straps. But, yeah, it's three rounds. It's a strip tease and then a jock strap and then the voting round, and the audience picks the winner. So if you got a hot booty, hot patootie, you can come there and win some money at the end of the month right before Rick's due. Mm-hmm. So I do that. And then I'm at Berlin the 2nd, 4th, and 5th Tuesday for Sinfully Cheap Drinks, their Dollar Drink Night. And you can also catch me at SoFo. I do the live game show where I portray Amy Winehouse.
Fantastic.
That's on Wednesdays.
Yeah. Might Amy Winehouse make an appearance at one of our idols?
Oh, well, maybe.
Maybe.
I'm going to keep you guessing.
Keep us guessing. We like it like that. Well, Sophia Sapphire, you are a class act lady, and I am so excited to kick off our 11th year of Windy City Gay Idol. I hope all of you will come out and join us in all of the fun and all of the festivities. And Sophia, we'll see you at the events.
You'll see me at the event. I hope to see you too.
Got something to say? Call us today. 312-21-BE-GAY.
Well, everybody, I hope you have a great week. We hope to see you at one of our Windy City Gay Idol events. Be sure to check out the entire Windy City Gay Idol schedule either on our Facebook, which is Windy City Gay Idol, or in our paper. You can see weekly pictures. We'll have pictures this week of our very first event, as we said, at SoFo. And that'll be in Wednesday's Windy City Times. Also on our Facebook, you might see your picture there. Or you can check out our website, WindyCityMediaGroup.com, or on the Windy City Queercast website and click on the Windy City Gay Idol ad button, and it'll click you to the rules, the regulations, the entire ad schedule, anything you need to know. So we hope to see you out. It's going to be a big year this year, the 11th year, 1-1 of Windy City Gay Idol. Have a great week, everyone. Thanks for listening to another Windy City Queercast. Special thanks to our Queercast family, Kirk Williamson, newscaster, and Di Sturkey, production editor. I'm Amy Matheny, your host. Please comment on our shows at WindyCityQueercast.com and iTunes. The next Queercast is only days away, so don't miss it. Subscribe today. Windy City Queercast. Queer and now.